Very good. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
No problem. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, first, kind of just wondered what got you interested in the military and why you chose the Marines when you were enlisting?
Joining the military was something I always knew that I was going to do. I actually tried to do it after high school, but my old man wanted me to go to college first. But just kind of made sense. So, after college, worked for a little bit, and then I joined up. And the reason the Marine Corps is that's obvious. Just if you're going to do something, might as well be part of the best.
Did you have family in the military, or why was that something you always wanted to do?
I did have family in the military. That was obviously part of it. But I don't know, just childhood dreams. Most kids wanted to be doctors and lawyers, stuff like that. I was always a playing G.I. Joe in the backyard.
And did you grow up mostly in Midland?
I did, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Were there a lot of other folks from your class that joined, or were you pretty unique?
To my knowledge, I don't know anybody from high school that's actually joined up. I had a couple of buddies from college that have joined up.
Okay. And where did you go to college?
I went to college in Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches, Texas.
Okay. And when was your first tour in Afghanistan?
This is my second tour. My first tour was last year.
Okay, wow. And you're a helicopter pilot, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a helicopter pilot for the CH-53 Delta.
I know you can't talk about a lot of the details, but on a daily basis, are you flying every day over there, or what's your role while you're there?
I don't fly every day. Well, the squadron obviously is flying every day, but our role is, obviously we support the infantry first and foremost, and that entails just moving a cargo, troops, and vital supplies to wherever they need us to, whether it's a grid coordinate somewhere in the middle of the desert or a established FOB somewhere.
When you enlisted, I guess, did you realize that you'd have to be overseas and in the place that you are now?
Oh yeah, that was part of it. After 9/11, anybody that joined the Marine Corps, whether it's the enlisted ranks or the officer ranks, knew that that's definitely where you're heading to. First stop, Iraq or Afghanistan. So there were no surprises there.
Is there a way to prepare you for that, or what's it like when you get there?
I'm sorry, ma'am, you broke up a little bit.
I guess, is there a way to prepare you for Afghanistan, or what's it like when you get there? Do you know what you're getting into pretty well?
To an extent, they train us up as much as possible, desert environments, especially from the aviation aspect. We did a lot of training in Yuma, Arizona, and I'm stationed in Hawaii, so we'd go to the Big Island and train in some of the desert environments there. So you can get prepared for what you're getting yourself into for dusty landings, night landings under the goggles, things like that. But it's definitely a culture shock. Nothing really prepares you for the first time you get off of the airplane and you're in Afghanistan. But the good thing about the Marine Corps is all the exercises we go to, you're usually kind of roughing it and doing without, so it's not too big of a shock there.
Okay. Does it help having your squadron with you?
Oh, absolutely. A squadron is just an extension of your family, if not closer. And those are all my brothers and sisters, and squadrons are always a real tight-knit groups.
Was being a pilot what you wanted when you first joined?
Just mad. I've always wanted to be a pilot.
How long is the training process for that?
Quite a while. I actually went through OCS in 05 and finally got to aviation training in a checked in 2006. And so it's about a three, it's not supposed to be this long, but due to the backups and some of the delays, it took about 2.5 to 3 years to get to the aviation pipelines just to get your wings. And then when you get your wings, you have to go and actually learn the platform you're going to be flying. So it's definitely a long process.
What year did you join?
I joined in 2005.
Okay. I guess for high school kids here that might be thinking about enlisting, would you have any advice for them or things you'd want them to know?
Definitely. If it's something you want to do, you know, I recommend, you know, joining the Marine Corps and going through with a full force. If you have any reservations about it, it's probably not the best idea for you. If you feel it in your heart, it's something you want to do, you'll love it and you'll enjoy it. But if there's any questions, you're probably going to bite off a little more than you can chew. But Marine Corps has been good to me. I love it. I'm going to continue to do it. So I highly recommend anyone that's interested to at least check it out.
Is it something you see yourself doing as a career?
I've always said two things. It depends on when you ask me. You know, everybody has bad days. But I'm going to do it as long as it's fun. And I'm in a very lucky phase in my life that I actually enjoy what I do every day. You know, it's exciting. It's something that not the normal person gets the opportunity to do. And so I really enjoy it, and I'm going to continue doing it as long as I enjoy it.
I think a lot of people, when they think about you guys in Afghanistan, you know, assume that it's not enjoyable. Do you find ways to enjoy it from the day to day, or is it difficult most days?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's a lot of work. It really sucks being away from your family and your friends. But as I said, you know, you have your squadron with you, and you train so much with them anyways. They become your family and friends. And it's the small victories. I mean, it's not a pleasant place, but, you know, you do what you can to have a good time. And for the most part, everybody, whenever you leave, it's a good experience. It's the best time you never want to repeat.
How did you feel when you knew you'd have to go back?
We knew we'd be coming back, but once again, you can never really prepare for it. Every time that you step off the plane back home, you always hope that's your last time. However, in the back of your mind, you know you'll be coming back. It's just it's just part of it.
Did you get to come back to Midland between your tours?
I did. We were back for about 2 weeks back in Texas, and I went through, saw some family in East Texas, and spent about a week back in Midland.
Okay.
It's always a great place to come back to, Midland.
What are some of the things you like to do when you're home?
Just relax, hang out with the old man and the family, go play golf, catch up with friends. Yeah. Definitely go to Roses. Roses and Lucas Pizza. Is Lucas still open?
I've not been there. I'm not from here, though, so I'll have to look that one up.
Oh, Lucas Pizza in the mall? Yeah, you should definitely check it out.
I think that's still there. Yeah, I've not eaten there. I think it's still in there. They're redoing the mall, so.
Oh, yeah. Are they redoing the mall?
Yeah, they're redoing some of the outside. You know, pretty much the same.
Ah, cool. It's about time.
Yeah.
and Taco Villa as well.
Okay.
You've been to Taco Villa and Roses, right?
Yes, sir. Do you have a lot of family here, or is it mostly just your dad?
It's my dad and my stepmother.
Okay. I know we have a lot of nonprofits here that work to support soldiers. Do you feel like that's unique, or is that happening all over when you're talking to folks?
It happens all over, but as I said, there's something special about Midland. I mean, Texas as a whole loves their Marines and their soldiers, very patriotic state. But Midland, to me, it always seems like they go the extra mile. It's, they're waiting for you when you get off the airplane just coming home, and, you always wonder how they know. But there's always somebody there to make you feel, prideful about being in the military. And, you have the CAF out there. A lot of training, aviation training happens in Midland, whether people realize it or not. So it's Midland's definitely unique.
With the holidays coming up, is there anything, I guess, you guys want folks to know just about what you're going through over there or what it's like to celebrate away from home?
This will be my actual first holiday season on a deployment. I'm assuming it's not going to be the most fun ever, but, you do what you got to do to get by. It'll be a little more of a bummer than years in the past, but we should still have a good time. I'll still put up my little tree.
And as folks are celebrating or recognizing Veterans Day, is there anything you'd want them to know or just keep in mind?
Just keep in mind that there are, it's real easy for people, myself included, and I'm in the military, whenever you're back home going about your day-to-day life, it's really easy to forget that there are people, sacrificing a lot, thousands of miles away for the greater good. So nobody ever wants a handout or, to make a big deal about it, just knowing that we're in the back of people's minds and, the occasional thought goes a long ways.
What's been the biggest surprise for you in enlisting?
The biggest surprise? I would tell you, just the whole thing, no matter how much you prepare for yourself, it's a different world. The military as a whole.
Mm-hmm. What's the most enjoyable part?
The most enjoyable part is just sitting back and knowing that, especially in the Marine Corps, you're the top of your game. There's very few people that do it, and it's just the history and the heritage that come along with it.
Mm-hmm. Did 9/11 influence you at all as far as what you wanted to do in the military?
It didn't influence what I wanted to do in the military, but it definitely drove home the fact that that I'd be joining up. I remember where I was in college whenever I found out about 9/11, and I think anybody that say that joined up after that time would say that was definitely a causal factor.
Anything else you want to add in?
No, as long as you got what you need, just I appreciate it, and no, I'm good.
All right, well, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.